Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
I'd like to move on to something that's equally important. And we got to remember that 14 SANDF soldiers were killed by M23 rebels in the DRC. We lost South African soldiers. And that didn't happen too long ago. And you would think that the military would wake up after that. But now we see that almost 3,000 soldiers are threatening to sue over the non-payment of allowances. What's happening here? Joining us on the line is Ricardo Teixeira. He's a defense analyst and associate editor at The Daily Friend. Ricardo, thank you for joining us again to talk on Point of View.
Thank you very much for having me.
So the soldiers were brought home. How many soldiers were repatriated and why?
So there were 174 that came back before the full repatriation that were wounded. And then, of course, there were the 14 KIA from the Second Battle of Goma and the Battle at Sake. But all in all, within the entire SAMIDRC deployment, although it was mandated for 2,900 troops, we believe that it didn't even cross the 2,300 mark, so the deployment never reached its full mandate. So regarding the actual numbers, it's tough to say. The current estimates put it anywhere between 2,200 and 2,300, with a number that I've heard often being 2,240. Of that, roughly 2,000 now are threatening to protest over the not just the unpaid allowances, but rather the unfair nature of the allowances. So what is supposed to happen under the standard protocol is that ahead of a deployment, the military is supposed to sit down at the military bargaining council and determine what allowances are going to be for this forthcoming deployment and what the specific amounts are going to be, because there's several allowances. You know, you get the danger allowance, special danger allowance, your daily allowance, and there's about five different allowances. The rates that were used for this deployment on SAMIDRC, according to SANDU, the Defence Union, were rates that were 25 years old. So they were rates that put daily allowances at, you know, like 20 rand 99 cents. So they were trivial amounts compared to what the soldiers were going to be facing, considering that they were deployed under a peace enforcement mandate.
Yeah, that doesn't sound right. 20 rand 99 cents.
Yeah.
Essentially, you're talking about unhappy soldiers here, Ricardo. And
yeah,
I suppose the big question is, what is the state of the SANDF deployment in the DRC? Our soldiers are still there, right?
No, the majority of the soldiers are back. They are allegedly a couple soldiers still sitting in Tanzania that are guarding the equipment that was repatriated through Rwanda from Goma. But about 95% of the troops are back. They're now facilitating the return of the material. The big question here is not just about what's fair, but what is right. Because these troops were sent to do a combat deployment. They were sent to enforce peace and to neutralize enemy groups. And the allowances that were offered from the Defense Force are, to be frank, abysmal. I mean, the union has put forward a baseline for a negotiation at the Military Bargaining Council as a sort of a starting point. And that puts allowances at roughly 8,000 rand a day or 240,000 rand a month. Considering you are sending people to the DRC, to a war zone, to put their life on the line to fight. They were not there to keep the peace. They were there to enforce the peace. They were there to kill.
How do the allowances for South African soldiers compare to their counterparts on the African continent? Any idea?
This is something that is, I'm glad you asked this, because a big contention is that under SADC, all of the contributing countries were given $1,428 a month per soldier from SADC, which was meant to be matched by their home country, and that was meant to cover allowances from SADC as a contribution, but also any sort of supply cost that was required for the troops, like their monthly food costs, daily water, any tents that had to be acquired, any sort of logistical sustainment that would be required for individual soldiers. SADC made a contribution that was meant to be matched by the host country or the main country of that contributor. But we don't know where that money went. And if we look at how troops were supplied, they were clearly not efficiently supplied. But I think what Sandy forgets is that the South African troops spoke to the Tanzanian troops and the Malawian troops and the troops from the Democratic Republic of Congo's army that were also under the umbrella. And they heard what they were earning. I mean, you're sitting in a foxhole or in a bunker, and you're doing observation, and you're sitting there. The guys end up, you know, talking nonsense and just chatting, and they ask like, "Oh, how much are you getting paid? What are you going to do with money getting back?" And our troops very quickly learned that they were not being paid the same as what the Tanzanian and Malawian troops were getting paid.
Yeah.
Some of which I've heard the Malawian special forces, some of their guys were planning on retiring when they got home because of the money that they were going to be earning. And our troops, you know, they were a lot of them feel that have come forward now and are protesting over this. The contention is that, you know, they lost the battle. They were aware of that. A lot of them feel like they were hung out to dry. A lot of them bled. Some of them lost limbs. Some of them were badly wounded. And they feel, you know, what, they're not asking for medals. They're not asking for recognition. They just want to get paid for the work that they were sent to do.
Mm. Yeah, let's not forget that that they did lose that battle, that 14 of our soldiers died. And it's terrible to hear that the payments are not up to scratch. I see a report in the Mail and Guardian, Ricardo, that says that nearly 3,000 troops are threatening legal action over the compensation, which is estimated at 600,000 rand per soldier. Is that right?
Yeah, I think it's much larger than that. If we look at what the troops feel is fair and what the union feels is a fair standing point, I mean, the union's talking about allowances totaling 8,000 rand a day, 240,000 a month for the troops that were deployed for a year. That's 2.8 million rand.
Mm.
For those that were there from December 2023 until they returned home, that's 18 months. That's 4.2 million rand.
Mm.
Now, that may sound like a lot, but I mean, some of the United Nations, most of the allowances, like compensation for troops that are killed, any troops under the UN that were killed, including two that were killed in this battle, which came from the UN Forces Division Brigade, where Sandef also has a contribution. Allegedly, those troops that were killed, the families were compensated with 6 million rand, but the ones that were under SAMI DRC did not. They got a completely different amount. So
how much did they get?
I don't know. It is still, a lot of this information is not clear because, again, although Sandef may say that allowances have been paid, there's quite a bit outstanding. There's quite a bit that's not clear. There's quite a bit that's still under what we call mediation with the union. But what is clear is that the soldiers feel that they were not fairly compensated for what they were sent to do. They felt they were poorly led. They were left out to dry. And now many that I've spoken to have said that, you know, they just want to get paid and they want to be done with it. Some of them are not planning on staying on in the Defence Force. I know some troops that were right at the front getting the brunt of the M22's assault up at Sake,
yes.
They feel that they are done with the Defence Force. They, you know, they feel it's at the end of their career, that they can't stay on any longer. The morale at the rank and file that experienced this deployment, that have returned to their units, is truly some of the worst I've seen. And this, what concerns me most about this threat of a protest is that we're at a point where soldiers and NCOs and junior officers are on completely different sides, and we're dealing with what could ultimately be some semblance of a low-level mutiny, where soldiers no longer wish to follow their command, and no longer have faith in their command, and are willing to stand aside.
Listen, Ricardo, that's a dangerous position to be in, and I think it's a tragedy whenever soldiers, whenever the morale among soldiers is so low that they want to leave the Defence Force, particularly those that have been on the front lines and, you know, face those M23 rebels. Thanks for speaking to us, Ricardo, defence analyst. We really appreciate your time here on Point of View.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, look, Ricardo has a point, you know. When morale is that low, and it borders on, or it's heading towards a low-level mutiny, you really need to sit up and take notice. Imagine if soldiers no longer want to be part of the SANDF. You know what a dangerous position that puts the country in. We need to talk more about our soldiers, make sure that they're well taken care of, be more grateful to them, because they're out there, they're defending our country. You know, the intervention in the Democratic Republic of Congo may seem like it's far removed from the imagination of South Africans, but the role that South Africa plays on the African continent not only safeguards our position of authority on the continent, but in many ways it continues to guarantee our safety, because the capacity of our military is constantly being demonstrated. And we know what kind of insurrection or threats or terrorist threats have been faced by countries such as Mozambique just next door. And we don't have that here in South Africa. And I think that a lot of that work is done by our security services, particularly the military. And so what Ricardo is saying definitely strikes a chord with me. What do you think? Have you forgotten that 14 of our own were killed by rebels in the DRC? What do you think of them not being paid and the low morale? Is that something that's interesting you? Give us a call on 086-000-959 or 063-688-0959. In just a moment, we're back to local government. This time, we're going to Alexandra.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.